بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأعرض عن من تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا.
This ayat of Quran draws for us a contrast between those who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who seek the world, and that these two cannot both be had at the same time. And the idea here is that if we have all the faith and we have Quran and we have Ahlul Bayt and we have all the practices of Islam, the one thing that remains a danger for us is this Hubbud Dunya, which can ruin us at the last moment. The Quran gives us an example of a man at the time of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. His name was Bal'am bin Ba'ura.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا.
Tell them the story of that person whom we gave our signs. Some say his knowledge reached to such high levels that when he looked at the heavens, he could see the angels.
فانصلخ منها.
But gradually, all that wisdom and knowledge he loved, he started taking it for granted. It no longer meant anything to him. It no longer had importance. So the more we gain in knowledge, if we don't practice it, it makes the heart harder. And this is what happened with Bal'am. He began taking his knowledge for granted. It no longer had that appeal to him. And in its place, he began loving dunya.
فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْقَاوِينَ.
The moment Shaitan saw that now he is impressed by his knowledge and he wants the prestige and the honor and the name and the fame and the rank, he has حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. He started pursuing him.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا.
And had we wished, we could have elevated him even higher.
وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ.
The problem was he kept clinging to the world. He just would not let go of his love for the world.
وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ.
And he began following his base desires, his hawa.
فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ.
So his example is the example of a dog. Why a dog? Because Allah says a dog is always got his tongue out, panting. That is the kind of man he became in his love for the world.
إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث.
If you chase the dog and engage him, his tongue is always hanging out, panting. And if you leave him alone, he's also just sitting there, his tongue is panting. Meaning, when you show him dunya, he runs after it. When he can't get dunya, his occupation day and night is just how to get more dunya, how to get more pleasure, how to get more of material and physical, and not the hereafter.
ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
This is the example of those who deny our signs, whom we show our signs, they believe in it, and then they deny it.
فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
So tell them this qasas, O Prophet. Tell them this story so that they can reflect on it and say, there were those before me who had higher spiritual states, but they fell because of this Hubbud Dunya. Umar ibn Sa'd was a man who had a mark of sajda on his forehead. That's how much he used to worship Allah. He used to get up in the middle of the night and pray Salatul Layl. He didn't come to Karbala because of his hatred for Ahlul Bayt. He came to Karbala because of his love for the world. He had this thing about the land of Ray. He wanted to be the governor of Ray. From 3rd Muharram until the 8th night of Muharram, every single night he sat with Imam Hussein face to face, having discussions late into the night. He was trying to find a way where he could get Ray but not kill Hussein. And Imam Hussein said to him, give up Ray, I will give you a better land than Ray. And when he finally said, I cannot give it up, to Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein said, I tell you this with the knowledge I have, you will not eat even one seed from Ray. And that's exactly what happened, because when he went back, he got nothing. You will never find a person who is deeply, deeply obsessed in love with the Ahlul Bayt and obsessed with dunya. They just don't mix. It is oil and water. You cannot put these two places together. You see, the beautiful thing about this is when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about himself and the hypocrites, he says, أنا يعصوب المؤمنين. I am the leader of the mu'mineen. والمال يعصوب المنافقون. And wealth or world, dunya, is the leader of the hypocrites. Meaning you can't have Ali bin Abi Talib and dunya. You have to choose between one of the two. And that is why you have all these ahadith that somebody would come to Amir al-Mu'mineen and say, he would stand in front of him in Masjid al-Kufa and say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I swear by Allah, I love you. And Ali bin Abi Talib would say to him, are you sure you love me? He would say, yes, O Ali, my heart overflows with your mahabba, with your love. He said, in that case, be ready for trials and suffering in this world. Because by Allah, bala comes running to my Shia like horses galloping down a mountain or a river when the ice melts on the mountain and the river flows down to this world. You were not created for this world to enjoy and to indulge. You were created for Akhirah. This is not your place. See? كُونُوا أَبْنَاءَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَبْنَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. He says, be the children of the hereafter. Don't be the children of this world. One man came to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He complained to him. He said, we Shias are suffering so much. People are trying to kill us. We are targeted. We have to hide our faith. We don't get job opportunities. We are this, we are that, and all that. The Imam kept quiet. After he finished talking, then the Imam said, where are you from? He said, I'm from Kufa, or wherever he was from. He said, tell me, how is the prison in Kufa? He said, it is the most wretched of places. They don't get food. There is a stench. They have to relieve themselves there. They have disease. No one looks after them. They are tortured. They are whipped and all. He said, isn't that how most prisons are? He said, yes. He said, didn't my Jad Rasulullah said, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةٌ لِلْكَافِرِ. This world is a prison for a mu'min and it is jannat for kafir. He said, yes. He said, then why are you complaining? What do you want from dunya? It is a prison for you. You want good and you try for good to the extent that it helps you succeed in the hereafter. But you're not here to build a legacy and a fortune. For what? And you yourself are leaving in a few decades. And so we want to, you know, reflect on this for a moment and say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed us in this world so that we may develop our souls and succeed in the hereafter. But then there was a danger that because we are physical beings, we can be taken in by materialism. And the cure to this materialism then is he blessed us with the family of the Prophet and said to us that whoever falls in love with this family, not only will they guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their love is the antidote to the love of this world. That if you learn to appreciate them and what they stand for and truly fall in love with them and serve them in every way you can, then they will save you from hubbud dunya and they will then in turn repay you for that. Look at how kareem the Ahlul Bayt are. That we are the ones who need them, but they come to us and give us opportunities to come close to them. And they say to us that if you come for my ziyarah in this world, I will come for your ziyarah in your grave. I will come and help you on the day of judgment when no one is there to help you. I will hold your hand and take you to Jannah.